Let's get you out to America's Radio Newsline. Standing by, John Hoffmeister. He spent 25 years in the oil industry, was the president of Shell Oil from 2005 to 2008. He's now the chairman of the board of the National Urban League and the founder of the nonprofit Citizens for Affordable Energy. Mr. Hoffmeister, welcome to America's Radio News.
Chris, thanks for having me on.
Sir, it's my pleasure. So first off, I want to preface my first question with this. You supported Barack Obama back in 2008. You voted for President Obama in 2008. So this is this plan that you're about ready to present, what I'm going to ask you to present, of energy independence here in the country is not a drill baby drill thing, and it doesn't really have much of a political agenda. From what I understand, sir, it's very much a pro-American agenda. Would you explain your five-point plan, sir?
First of all, let me say I'm very disappointed in the lack of leadership of the person I voted for president, to deliver on the energy future that this country needs. We ran around and chased a lot of rabbits down rabbit holes, but we didn't do anything substantive to what consumers need every day, which is affordable energy. So the five-point plan, we could achieve transportation fuel independence in this country with a concerted effort to do the following. Number one, we used to drill 10 million barrels a day of oil in this country and produce it. Let's go back to 10. We're down below 7. Let's go back to 10 and let's stay there. We've been there in the 70s and 80s. Let's do it again. Number two, we have so much natural gas that is going underutilized in this country. We can convert natural gas to compressed natural gas for trucking, the Pickens plan. We could eliminate 2 million barrels a day of imports through the use of compressed natural gas called CNG. Number three, we could convert additional natural gas into what's called methanol, and in flex fuel engines, put it in our cars, our pickup trucks. We could eliminate 3 million barrels of imports a day using natural gas in the U.S. That we make into methanol. Number four, continue the path for higher mileage efficiency in automobiles. That reduces 2 million barrels a day of imports by 2020. And number five, over time, if we need more imports, we can get them from Mexico and we can get them from Canada. Chris, this plan says goodbye to OPEC oil. It relieves the American people from any pressure to do what this cartel asks us to do in terms of spending excess amounts of money on high-priced oil from the Middle East or other OPEC countries.
Do you think we can drill our way out of the problem, though, or do you feel that's not what your intention is?
Well, the drill baby drill folks mainly are talking about drilling for crude oil. I'm only talking about increasing our crude oil production to where we were in the 70s and 80s. That's 10 million barrels a day. Remember, the full-blown U.S. economy, when it's at full strength, is using about 20 million barrels a day. So we can produce 10. We still have to get 10 more. By shifting from oil to natural gas, which, yes, is drilling, and we have so much of it, and it's all over the country. It's all over the outer continental shelf. We could produce natural gas for both CNG purposes and to make methanol for our vehicles to replace 5 million barrels of imports. And yes, it's a lot of drilling, but keep in mind, drilling is job creating. It's not just got job creating for the people who drill. It's all the steel. It's all the trucks. It's all the pumps, valves, pipes, equipment that they need. People who supply that equipment are working in all 50 states. And their business would increase by huge amounts of volume, which means more jobs and more economic value creation. And instead of sending $500 billion a year to OPEC countries, we would reinvest that money right here in this country, producing domestic natural resources for transportation.
We spoke to someone last week that said, yes, we do have a good amount of natural gas, but there are also ramifications of drilling for that as far as the environment goes. Do you agree with that?
Every effort to extract natural resources from the earth carries environmental risk. Yes, whether it's coal, whether it's iron ore, whether it's magnesium, whatever it is we extract from the
earth.
Not
solar, obviously.
Say it again?
Not solar.
Solar has other implications on the surface of the earth. And there are many environmental groups protesting the expansion of environmental solar thermal farms, for example, in deserts, because they cover up the surface of the earth. Wildlife can't live there. They use water in a desert, which doesn't exist, to produce steam to make electricity. And so there are implications for every form of energy.
Right. Well, windmills are killing off birds, and the more windmills are putting up, the more the flocks of birds are getting destroyed. I mean, and of course, you do have to mine the materials to make those solar panels, and so they don't just invent themselves. First off, I want to remind the folks who we're talking to. John Hoffmeister, he spent 25 years in the oil industry, president of Shell Oil from 2005 to 2008. He's the founder of the nonprofit Citizens for Affordable Energy. And Mr. Hoffmeister, I don't know if you're aware of this, but maybe this is a growing trend among Democrats. 69 House Democrats voted for a transportation bill that included pushing through the Keystone XL oil pipeline. Does that Keystone XL pipeline fit anywhere in your 5-point plan?
It does in point five. I think we will need increased imports from our near neighbors, and the Keystone pipeline is an excellent example. You know, we've made a tempest in a teapot out of this Keystone pipeline. When the president opposed it, it was very much due to the demonstrators surrounding the White House, locked in arms, and threatening to cut off campaign contributions. But here's a fact. We have over 160,000 miles of pipelines carrying liquids, crude oil and finished products in this country today. More than 20,000 miles of pipelines over top of the same Ogallala aquifer that the president has expressed concerns about. We know how to manage pipelines in this country. We live off these pipelines, and the Ogallala Reservoir covers 4 or 5 states, and it has never been penetrated by a release of oil or any kind of other product carried in pipelines. It was much ado about nothing. It was all about the politics of whether we will accept Canadian crude oil, which some environmentalists consider as dirtier crude oil than the crude oil we create or we produce in the United States. We've got to get politics out of energy. That's why I promote this 5-point plan. It's very basic. It's very simple. It's very straightforward. We have the natural resources. We can choose to produce American natural resources, or we can choose to import foreign natural resources. We've demonstrated over 30 years how much money we've spent to build out the Middle East and to build out other OPEC member nations, while we have seen our own infrastructure, our own nation, deteriorate by sending all that money abroad, which could have been invested domestically.
Mr. Hoffmeister,
American for America.
Last quick question, sir. Everybody on both sides of the aisle can see that natural gas is clean, it's abundant, we have it here. Why do you think there is no comprehensive plan by our government to use that as a transition fuel to get us into the era where we have solar energy and fuel cell technology and all that kind of stuff? It's kind of a what they call a bridge to the future of energy. Why is there such resistance?
3 quick reasons. 1, the perversity of partisanship prevents bipartisan agreement. 2, politicians think in political time, which is 2-year cycles, not multi-years, where we need multi-year commitments. And 3, the government stumbles all over itself because so many agencies are involved in so many overlapping activities that checkers checking checkers just can't get the job done.
Very informational here, sir. John Hoffmeister spent 25 years as an oil industry exec, the head of Shell Oil, 2005-2008, and he now runs a nonprofit organization called Citizens for Affordable Energy. Mr. Hoffmeister, thank you for carving out time for us on America's Radio News.
Thanks for having me.
You betcha, sir.